G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 25, Australia Day, long weekend, and we kick off with the Australia Stakes. Plenty of interesting action, not all that much black type action over the long weekend, but certainly plenty of interesting action with a few good horses coming back, no more so than in the Australia Stakes itself, Joel. We got Hey Doc, Scales of Justice, Be Good to Your Mother, and Microphone all making their first appearances for 2020.
Yep, kicking off Group 2 Australia Stakes. Not a bad field. Obviously, a couple of these are going to have Group 1 aspirations this time in. A Microphone, can he come back? There was question marks over a trial of his, but a jump out since has looked a little bit better. Interesting to see what the scratchings are here, because Cradle Mountain is in here, he's in Caulfield, he's in Randwick. He's a horse that can sort of go pretty hard in front, so that could alter the shape of the race. But interesting race. Always funny races, Australia Stakes. They never seem to get a massive field, and then hence it's not really much of a betting race.
Yeah, but the certainly the recent history suggests that the winner is almost invariably at $5 or less. The four horses I quoted there, Hey Doc, Scales of Justice, Be Good to Your Mother, Microphone, they're the ones that are under or around that $5 mark. Daniel, and I see both you and Joel, those horses comprise your first four.
Yeah, look, it is a small field, as you said, but a good little field, but I would be surprised if the winner comes out of the top four. Ring It Evening probably wants a bit further. Embrace Me, whether she's up to this level, she is certainly good, a good horse, but whether she's up to these, not too sure. But yeah, I think the four that Joel and I have put in our top fours will be very difficult to see the winner.
All right, well, straight into it then. Race 7 at the Valley on Friday night, Mortimer Petroleum Australia Stakes, 1200 metre group 2, worth 200,000. We know the four horses you're doing. Joel, in what order are you doing them?
Well, I lent to the way of Scales of Justice. He was a winner first up in the Bletchingley, then second to Dallasan and a winner of the Memsey. So his form last prep was pretty faultless, and he got up to the mile in the Maccabi Diva and was only beaten two lengths. So he sprints well enough to go close here. First up, Microphone, Group 1 winning two-year-old. There's a bit of patchiness through his form, beating the likes of Talented and Kia Michi, but of course he did beat Loving Gabby and Castelvecchio in the sire, so it was a red-hot sire, and he won it. So at his best, he's clearly a winning hope. One Hey Doc, we know he's a Group 1 level sprinter when at his best, and four Be Good to Your Mother, a good horse. He got his Group 1 win in the Rupert Clark. He'll probably improve with the run.
Hey Doc on top for me. Carry that residual fitness of that Perth Assault, went to the Winterbottom Stakes and led all the way at a big price. Loves Mooney Valley and has won a Group 1 here before, so not a big betting race for me, but yeah, goes on top of the one. Two Scales of Justice, such an honest horse, and the first up stats are pretty awesome. Of course, won a Bletchingley first up last time in. Be Good to Your Mother in next, and Microphone. Keen to see how he resumes here against the older horses. 1-2-4-9.
Anything else you like at the Valley, Joel?
I'll be having something on the Snowden two-year-old in the second race, Queen Riker. Quite liked its trial at Pakenham. Like the family, it's a good pedigree. So I'll have something on her from a good draw, and No Change in race 5. Always goes out over the odds, this bloke, but he's been placed at all four runs this prep. So he's a good each way play, and I think he'll give you a good sight again.
I think Talenti in the last, about $2.60. He's a very good horse. He was stepped up for a benchmark 64 to an 84 at Flemington, and sort of on face value was a little bit disappointing, but he'd started $1.95. The run was okay. Slightly back in grade, off a freshen up, and his two runs at Mooney Valley resulted in two pretty arrogant wins. I think quite good. Baron Vorster gets on board. He was on board for those two Valley wins I mentioned. 260 in a pretty reasonable benchmark 78. I think he's worth a bet. Race 8, number 6, Talenti.
Caulfield, the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday, January 25. And the big interest here is in the start of the Blue Diamond Series. Starts with the previews over 1,000 metres. For some reason, the fillies is a Group 3 and the Colts is a listed race. As I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, recent history of these previews quite divergent in that the Colts and Geldings, there's only been one favourite, I think, in the last 11 years that has won it. The Colts and Geldings preview tends to be won by horses that are first up. and quite a few of those indeed on debut, whereas the fillies one has tended to be won by a last start winner, and I think 6 years of the past 11 the favourite has got up. We start in race 3 with the colts, the Ned's Blue Diamond preview for the colts and geldings, 1,000 metres. As I mentioned, it's a listed race, and there is a reasonably warm favourite here, Joel, in Hanseatic, who is first up. There's a few first starters who have impressed. Hanseatic has got that away game form coming through the Magic Millions Classic. Which way did you go here?
He's the current Blue Diamond favourite too, Hanseatic. I'll lend the way to number 7, Toscanini. I like him. I think he's a nice horse in the making. I'm a bit worried 1,140 metres back to 1,000. I think that could find him out, but hopefully they overdo it up front. He'll be really strong late. He ran home really well at Geelong, like his jump out suggested he would. So I'm going to stick with him to beat 2 Hanseatic, 1 Tanker. They have the score on the board, and 8 Fixated. Might be the best of the newcomers. I thought he jumped out pretty well.
Yeah, I'm keen on Hanseatic. I think he's my best all day at Caulfield. Done nothing wrong. Comes out of that good form race you mentioned, Barks. Sandown, a listed race, Emerson Cooper. Won quite well there from the wide draw. And yeah, as I said, done nothing wrong. Won a jump out at Flemington. Worked well, and I know the Friedman camp. He'd be one of their top seeds, I think, in the 2-year-old ranks. So he's on top. Tanker in next, as Joel said, has that win on the board, a stakes win. And jumps out to been sound since. 4, Glenn Fittich has worked well and has jumped out well. And the 9, Mr. Havachat. It's 1-2 trials in readiness for this. 2-1, 4-9.
And the fillies preview is race 4, also sponsored by Ned's. And as I mentioned, group 3, also over 1,000 metres. You said the Friedman camp, obviously the reigning champion Blue Diamond trainer with Liar the last year. Just has Hanseatic in the Colts preview, but has 3 of them here in the fillies preview. Joel?
Yeah, and I'm with one of them. I've gone with number 9, Supreme Idea. Daughter of I Am Invincible, she was odds on at Geelong on debut. I like the gaps in behind her there, it just was a completely dominant win. I think she can measure right up to beat 7 Fresh, who walked in at Geelong beating Personal, who franked the form last week. 4 Bombay Rocket, I like the way she kept finding under pressure on debut down the straight. She just got nabbed late by a beautiful night. I think she can turn the tables on her. And of the newcomers, 15 Miss Bassetti, who draws well at Geelong on Sunday and might head there. And 13 French Fields has ability. They're both drawn wide, but if they run here, I'd be including them in your exotics.
Yeah, we'll need an answer like Fresh from the wide draw, but yeah, that first set win, she did it really easily, didn't she, at Geelong? As just Joel mentioned, Frank Deform, the runner-up Personal, by beating a good field down the straight at Flemington last start. So with luck, inform rider on board though, Joel McNeil, I think Fresh is the one to beat. 14 Miss Bank Place. So 2 jump outs. First one at Cranbourne a couple of weeks back was just fair, and then it's much better at the Cranbourne jump out Monday earlier this week. Tracked wide throughout and was running away from them in the end for a solid jump out win under no riding. Big price, might be worth an each way play. 1 Bella Nipotina, filly I've got plenty of time for. Been freshened up since running Cox Plate Day, and probably should have won that day with even luck. And 11 in next, Geist. 7, 14, 111 for me.
I'll make it unanimous with Supreme Idea to beat another Friedman runner in award winner. Got Fresh for 3rd, Drone Strike for 4th, 9, 6, 7, 17. I'm a bit out of practice, so I didn't give you my Colts and Geldings tips, which was Hanseatic, Fixated, Southern and Tanker. 2, 8, 12 and 1. The other stakes race on the Caulfield program on Saturday, race 8, John Dillon Stakes. It's a listed race over 1,400 metres, Joel.
Yeah, tricky little race. I've gone with the class number 1, Streets of Avalon. I think 1,400 first up really suits. He's yet to win Fresh, but most of his Fresh runs have been over shorter distances. He's giving a bit of weight away, but yeah, not many of these have run 4th in a Group 1. Rupert Clark, I wouldn't have thought. And then he went on to win a Group 3 later in the spring. So I'll go with him. Beat 5, Yulong January. Made to work a bit harder for that last win, but he keeps winning. 4 on the trot. 6, Guizzo, battled on well last start. And 9, Fox Hall has a good Fresh record.
I think Yulong January just picks himself. Of course, this is a tougher race than what he's contested. Stakes great. He's open handicaps of late, starting $1.70, $1.75 there, but he's just been too good for them in those. Yeah, as I said, hard to really pick anything to beat him. Streets of Avalon in the game for sure. That Fresh record is a bit of a query, but 1,400 metres, as Joel said, is a suitable trip, and has worked well. Duca Valentinois, I think, is a good roughie. Didn't mind his first up effort at Flemington, and in the numbers as well, Cradle Mountain, if here. 5-2-1-7.
Yeah, Guizzo for me to beat Yulong, January Moore, Vada, and Ciccone. First run for Nick Ryan in the Peter Morgan, Callison Peter Morgan, I believe, assisting Nick these days. Joel's value bet was Toscanini in the Colts Prelude and up against Daniel's best in Hanseatic. Joel, talk us through your best, which is in race 5, number 11, Shush.
Yeah, she's my best well-bred filly by Reduce Choice. She trialled well before the debut, but didn't show her best there. She tackled a Group 3 race in Adelaide and got beaten by Lil Contra and co, and then had a long break and resumed at Geelong on Boxing Day. Was just a dominant win there. Always tough to get up from a maiden into Saturday grade, but it is just a three-year-old race, and I think she has a tremendous upside, so happy to make her the best.
My value comes up race 7, Caulfield Propel. She has been a little frustrating for punters this preparation. She's been running well, and there's been a couple of instances you could probably make a few excuses for her, but yeah, it was including racing keenly last start, but I just think she's too good not to be winning a race shortly. She'll get back from the widest draw, and this will be speed on with the big field. A bit of speed engaged in the race here. drops 54 kilos, and yeah, at $8 I'm happy to take it each way, but she's probably on her last chance with me. Race 7, number 10, Propel.
And Propel is my value bet as well. My best, the Snowden Import, race 6, number 9, Mount Tabora. Randwick is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday, and there is a listed race. It is the Iron Jack Supports Bushfire Appeal Carrington Stakes 1400 metre listed race, Joel.
A difficult race. I've gone with 8 Intuition, who needs to find some form, but I think he can. He would drop back to 900 metres on the Gold Coast last start. They were just too quick for him, despite having the blinkers on. I think having the run with the blinkers on under the belt can help. Out to 1400, I think, will suit. He's also in the Sunshine Coast Cup there and yet to be scratched. So interested to see where he goes. But he's on top at this stage for me from 11 Southern Lad, 5 Redouble and 7 Sambro.
With 6 Ghoul, I was pretty keen on him first up in Brisbane. Sort of just peaked on his run late. Fresh, second up form. He does just better second up form than he does first up form. And in between runs, he has trialled quite nicely. Good, given a soft trial there. Tommy Berry on board, and he'll get legged aboard this boy again. I think 750 is a good price for him. And yeah, look, it is a strong race, quite a few chances, but 750, I'm happy to make him my best at that price. 7 Sambro, going well this preparation, just needs a little bit of luck. The 11 Southern Lad, I think it's too short. This is the toughest race he's contested, but look, can't knock the form. And the 9 in next, Cradle Mountain, if he has, Joel said, going. Except at a few places here, but I do like him, and hopefully he can roll forward. 6, 7, 11 and 9.
And once again, Daniel's best up against Joel's value there, Gorwa and Intuition respectively. Joel, your best in the last race, 9, number 5, Superium.
Yeah, he's very short, $1.90. Yeah, coming off that minor setback where he was scratched the day before the Magic Millions Guineas. He's a good horse, he's in good form. If he gets any sort of luck at all, he should be winning. It's hard to have a say when a horse is those odds, but maybe something on lure me in at better odds. I liked him last week and they scratched him on the wet track. So if odds are available there, maybe you could back both. But Superior should be very hard to beat, and yeah, Intuition was the value.
My value, race 6, number 6, Mountain Breath. Just never really a hope first up in a race that dominated those up on the speed at Flemington. Up to 1,600 metres a tick and 2 wins, second up. Both in Europe, but it has one of them have come over 1600 metres, so I think it's a much more suitable race for her, and back a notch in grade, back to a benchmark 78 against the fillies and mares. So Mountain Breath each way, race 6, number 6, Randwick.
Gaul at the venue for SA Metro Racing on Saturday, Daniel, and your best comes up in the 6th for Will Clark, and it is number 1, Burning the Clock.
Yeah, no fancy price, but I think she'll be getting the job done, Burning the Clock. Racing well without success this preparation. Bumped into a couple of good ones earlier in the preparation, and then just probably got a little too far back in the small field last start. but did run home well. Gets a 3 kilo claim for an inform rider, and this, by the exception of the 8 scare campaign and maybe the 5 La Vida, I don't think there's too many winning chances in this field. So race 6, number 1, burning the clock, throwing in some multis, and the value comes up in the race before. Coffee and More, race 5, number 6, in a pretty good money spinner for connections this preparation. Slowly rising through the grades and up in trip, and took on a similar race last start. Toughest race she'd contested probably in her career, and she was more than up to them, only finished half a length away from the winner. This is not any harder, and on the minimum after the claim. So race 5, number 6, Coffee and More, worth a bet each way.
Following last weekend's rains, welcome no doubt, in Queensland, we've got some massive meetings over this weekend, none more so than the Sunshine Coast Saturday, which is the main metro meeting, and there is the listed race, as you guys alluded to earlier, that being race 9, the Coastline BMW M8 Sunshine Coast Cup. Daniel, your value bet comes up in this race, is the 4th Emergency, but there's been 3 scratchings already.
Yeah, look at the wet track, you'd probably expect Persuader will get a start. The Saddlecloth number 22. Look, she's a favourite of mine, I'll concede that, but she always goes around at a big price. And I think it's probably, she went around 100-1 last week in a good Magic Millions Fillies and Mare race, won by Mitsubella, but she was only 2 lengths off that horse at the end, finishing 5th. She was wide the whole way. Love the way she stuck to her task in the straight. She's a listed winner over 1,400 metres. She has won twice on wet tracks. And look, whilst this is a big field with plenty of winning chances, I think at 41-1, she's worth an each-way bet. I don't think she'll start that price come race day. So it also drops 2.5 kilos from that last start run. So she ticks a lot of boxes for me. And she's my best value all day. Persuader, race 9, number 22. And the best comes up earlier in the day, Chinero. At the set weights, conditions on the race, I think she's well in at 59 kilos here. She's quite significantly ahead of her rivals on handicap ratings. His form in Sydney, while he hasn't been winning, he's been running well, and this is much easier to what he's seen of late. So no fancy pricing, about $2.40, $2.50, but clearly the best all day at the Sunny Coast. Race 2, number 4, Chinero.
Joel, any thoughts on the Sunshine Coast?
I've made my roughie in the winning post this week in the last race, race 10, number 11, at $61. Thought he was really impressive second up at Doomben over a mile. That was only second start since leaving Chris Waller and joining Brian Smith. And then he sort of was 3.5 weeks between runs, back to 1,400, I think was a big negative. And thought he worked home okay. He was a $2.90 favourite in a class one. He was competitive with Stuttering 3 starts back, and he's hard in the market. So I just think 60-1 is crazy. He's more like a 15, 20-1 chance back up to a mile. Might be worth a little bet.
All righty. Ascot, the venue, as usual, for Perth, are racing on a Saturday, on a summertime Saturday. BJ's Best, there's no black tie there. BJ's Best, race 2, number 3, Trade Fair Express. And, that's his value bet at around about $7.50. His best, and should be winning, you would think, race 6, number 2, Free Trade. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, not that much earlier, it must be a twilight meeting there, Joel Ellerslie. They the main event is the Karaka Million for 3-year-olds, and the Lindsay Park Trained Conqueror heading across.
Yeah, it kicks off at 4:30, this card, New Zealand time, 2:30 Eastern Daylight Time. We've got the Karaka Million 3-year-old Classics, the final race of the day, with Conqueror, James McDonald, to ride the Hayes Dabernick team. They picked up the race last year for the Coolmore connections with Longleaf. Looks a race in three, really. Harlech and Probabil, the two smart Kiwis. I've got them to run 1-2. I've thrown to Betton as a bit of a ruffian for third, and Conqueror in for fourth. We've got the Karaka Million 2-year-old going for a bit of an upset here, number 14, Helsinki. She's a daughter of Savabil. She was favourite on debut. 3 wide, no cover, and was really game up the straight. She does have to lift to measure up against the better 2-year-olds. I think she's got a little bit of X factor about her, so got her on top in the big race. And look, the other races are well worth watching. Probably not betting races, only in Jakarta, 3 from 3, looks very smart in race 3. And of course, the boom horse, Catalyst, who is just about Guinea's favourite, just behind Alligator Blood, Australian Guinea's second favourite, and he'll resume over 1,200 in race 2. The other meetings, Pin Me Down is my best, race 1, number 2. She looks ready to return to the winner's stall. With any luck, I made Helsinki my value. Trentham, the best bet is race 8, number 8, Prendido. The value is race 5, number 8, Cotton Eva. And Riccarton down in the South Island, the best bet is race 3, number 3, Clooney. And the value, race 5, number 6, Zacunda.
Alrighty, well that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. It's we've got all the form as usual for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Fields for a couple of the holiday Monday meetings. Can't get them all in these days because they don't, a lot of them don't accept in time for our deadline. However, also all plenty of great reading as usual to keep you occupied over the long weekend. Still only $5.50. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I will kick us off with Caulfield, race 6, number 9, Mount Tabora. Daniel?
Duranwick, race 7, number 6, 20 on Goolwa.
Yeah, I'll go Caulfield as well. I'll go race 5, number 11, Shush.
Okay, have a great holiday weekend, everybody. You back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.